full time here in Ballyar, and the final score was 4-3 to the Hurricane Rovers. Two late goals sealed the deal for them in what was an absolute thriller of a game. Goals, penalties, red cards, had a bit of everything. It was Letterkenny Rovers who got the game going with the first goal as Eddie Lapcroft and Lee McMonagall poked home for his first goal of the game 10 minutes before half-time. Just 10 minutes after half-time then, it was KG that equalised. First, it was Michael Green's shot had to be tipped away for a corner by Davin Blake, the subkeeper who came on for Blake Farkin, with Letterkenny Rovers also losing Tim Callaghan and Nathan Plum to injury for the last three in the first half. But it was the corner then came in from Mark Farker and to the back post. Paul Boyle rose highest and headed into the net to level the game. Not too long after, KG went down to 10 men as Matthew Smith and Lee McMonagall collided in the box. Smith had already been booked for a foul on Joel Gorman in the first half, and he was given a second yellow card as Vincent McLaughlin pointed to the spot. McMonagall went low to the left, and Keenan Bonner, the KG keeper, got a bit of a touch, but he couldn't get enough to keep it out. So McMonagall got his second of the game. KG down to 10 men. They were looking a bit out of it, maybe, but they brought on Jordan Saville. It was a brilliant introduction, and he played a through ball to Peter McGee, who took a touch and raced past the Letterkenny Rovers defence and fired past Davin Blake to make it 2-2. KG then, the 10 men went 3-2 up with 10 minutes to go, as Brendan McCafferty's high ball in had to be, as Saville contested it with Davin Blake. Blake could only punch it away to Peter McGee, and he drilled the ball into the net for his second goal of the game. 10 minutes ago, 3-2. But Letterkenny Rovers, as they've done all season, the Division 1 champions, they were not giving up, and a corner from Joel Gorman in the 87th minute was headed at the back post by Chris Malseed. Adrian Delap was there and he got a touch on it to take it into the net and level the game. And then it was Delap who turned provider again for McMonagall as he crossed from the left. McMonagall was at the back post and he headed into the net in the 90th minute. There was 6.5 minutes played of added time, but Letterkenny Rovers held on for a very good win, a thrilling game here in Ballyar. So 4-3, Letterkenny Rovers are Brian McCormick champions for 2024.